Welcome back to the common room with us three, now that we have Tim.
We have him.
And we have him, and we're never letting him go.
Thank you.
Oh. You're welcome.
It's and, a privilege.
And before we get into my two songs, we all, and a lot of the school, went to Colton Chapel, which is the church on campus, not for any religious thing, although... To him, to certain people, he might be a religious figure. But to see...
To a lot of people, I bet.
To see Kevin Malone.
Otherwise known as?
Brian Baumgartner?
That's what I think it is, yeah.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
But he is very funny.
Really
from
good
From The
guy.
Office, in case anyone
Yes,
understand.
From The Office. If you don't understand what we're talking about, it's From The Office. If you haven't seen the show, you should. It's very funny.
I think... Most people have seen The Office.
Not everyone. People there hadn't seen it.
I didn't watch it in full until sophomore year of high school. In the spring, over spring break, I watched a lot of it.
I believe it was junior year for me.
I didn't watch any of it until sophomore year. Because freshman year in my advisory class, instead of doing what we were supposed to do, the teacher was like, let's just watch The Office. And that's how I learned about it.
It's just such a... What's the word? Oh, God, I'm blanking on the word.
Cultural.
It's very therapeutic.
Oh, it is, yeah.
The Office. It's just one of those shows you can put on. And
it's also
just...
a great show once you've, like, watched it before. It's one of those shows you can just listen to it while doing something else and
There's no dull moment, yeah.
There's nothing. It's great.
I think so, too. It was great to have Brian on campus.
It was.
Great guy.
He didn't go to Lehigh, so clearly we are superior than Lehigh.
Well, maybe he did. We don't know that.
No, he didn't. He didn't post anything on his Instagram mentioning Lehigh, so...
Do you follow him?
No, but a lot of people were, like, reposting his post that said, flying to PA.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's
gonna
not going
be out
there
in Lafayette.
Now. Maybe he's going there. Maybe he's already been there. I don't know.
Either way, we're superior to Lehigh.
Either way, go laugh.
We... And I may get some hate for saying this on the air. I mean, it depends on who's listening, obviously.
Probably no one from Laugh.
Probably not. I haven't, like, it's cool that we have, like, this rivalry, but I don't know, like, I haven't totally bought into it yet. Like, it's not like we're, like, an Alabama football school, you know?
Oh,
like,
we're gonna lose.
That's we might not, though. Lehigh's actually not that good either.
But Lafayette, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, we've won our last, like, 3 or 4 games, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, we're, like, 3 or 4 and 7.
We've been on a streak.
I don't know. Once I get to go to more games and stuff, I'll buy into this rivalry. But I don't know, it's just like I don't like Lehigh at all, obviously, but like, it's just, you know, some people I feel like are going a little bit overboard with it. Not overboard,
I mean,
like you can't go overboard.
It's something you like, you buy into it without actually buying into it. Like one of those things. Like I had a friend at high school who is going to Lehigh now, and as soon as we found out that he was going to Lehigh and I was going to Lafayette, we already started just arguing over nothing relating to the rivalry. Just like this common rivalry between Lafayette and Lehigh. And I think it's pretty fun. It's a nice thing.
Did you know it's the oldest rivalry in all of college sports?
College sports, yeah. Not in all of sports. Isn't it only college football? It's like oldest in college football.
Perhaps.
But I think there's older sports.
Sure. It is cool, though.
It is cool.
They had a few years ago for the Lafayette Lehigh football game, they had it at Yankee Stadium.
It was like for the
150th, maybe. They sold out the stadium, though.
They did. That's a lot of people.
It is.
Maybe I don't know how many people, but it seems like a lot.
It is. It is a lot. It was very cool. That's just a very cool thing I remember.
Unfortunately, I'm not going this weekend.
Neither am I.
That's next few years, we should definitely all go.
It's good. We are lucky that we have senior it all year. Our senior year.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah, that'll be good.
But for now, back to the music, because I'm sure you don't want to keep listening to us talk about schools. We have up first, Hey You by Pink Floyd, and then we have Renegade by Styx. So here's Hey You.
We'll be right back. Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting end to my running and I'm so far from my home. Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows and I don't have very long.
Thank you. said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Didn't you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I really like, Dad, is the bar of the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know. Job's a hassle and the kids have the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when.
That was Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin.
That was very early on.
Very early on, yeah.
You wait until now to start talking.
Well, you guys...
Well, we turn on the mic so Evan doesn't forget.
Okay, well... I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
I haven't actually done this before.
You've done
it.
You're right, you're right, you're right.
After the song, I haven't done this.
We gotta give you some experience.
It feels good.
Yeah, you feel like a pro?
I feel very good.
Strange, okay.
So we need to correct some facts from last time, Tim.
The oldest rivalry in sports is not Lafayette Lehigh. It is, according to some website,
Wikipedia is usually good.
Yale versus Princeton,
but Lafayette Lehigh is
second, third. They are
no. I mean, like they are the number one in
most played
rivalry
in college football.
That was it. Yeah.
They're,
this year will be 155,
five or four.
No,
something
not
like
five.
That.
The Yankee Stadium game was not that long ago, was it?
That must have been 150.
I thought that was like 3 years ago. Yeah, it was 150.
That must
have
been 150.
I thought that was like
this website says 154.
So
that makes sense. If
so
it's 4 years,
then will be 155.
This was posted.
It's 155.
That was posted
it
today.
Was posted today.
So does that mean this year's?
Yeah, this 155. This one is 155.
Okay,
confirmed.
Good number.
Yeah,
that's a lucky number.
How do you know that?
It's my lucky number.
When has it ever been your lucky number?
Since 2 seconds ago.
That was dumb.
Oh, thanks, Ed. You laugh though, so clearly it wasn't that dumb. Or you laughed because it was dumb, which is exactly why you laughed. Oh, shoot.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. How about, what's your songs, Evan? Please go.
All right. My songs are two lesser-known songs, but I think they're both pretty good. I do think they're both pretty good. The first one is I Am the Cosmos by Chris Bell. The second one is Within Your Reach by The Replacements.
Thank you.
And we are back. And Evan, what were your songs?
They were Within Your Reach by The Replacements. That was the one that just played now. Fun fact about that song. The lead voice and lead guitar of that band, his name was Paul Westerberg. He played everything on that song. All it was his voice, the guitar, and a drum machine, which was why he got like that, you know, that 80s style rhythm section. It was pretty cool. Anyway, Marty's got two songs coming up, and then do we have another one coming from Tim?
Yeah, we have time.
So Tim's going to play one after Marty's two, which are two good ones. I'm quite impressed. One of them just because it's a catchy song. It's a great song, just catchy. And the second one, great song in general.
The first one is... I've forgotten which one.
The first one is Rich Girl.
Oh, Rich Girl.
Hall & Oates.
And then the second one is Behind Blue Eyes, which is a sadder song.
Very sad.
But is a good song nonetheless by The Who.
From a classic, classic album.
Yeah, so who's here next? Is Rich Girl.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Love is vengeance.
That was Behind Blue Eyes by The Who.
Great
Sad
song.
Sad song. Great song.
Really great song. Yeah.
And unfortunately, Tim is not here.
Tim is in the bathroom right now, and he's got a song coming up, a very popular song that, you know, it's just a good song.
I don't
song.
Know which one it is.
Surely you've heard of it.
Oh, I don't know what.
Well, Tim's back. Tim, do you want to introduce
you as loud as possible, trying to get behind me.
Tim, would you like to introduce
your
song?
Do you want to turn
song?
His mic on first?
Oh, on.
We have Moving Out by Billy Joel.
Great
song. Oh, I do know this
song. An old song from my childhood.
Here's, actually, do you want to talk about the nostalgia? No? Tim shook me away. Okay. Here's a question. Should I play my two songs after Tim's song? Should I do that? Or should we talk after this?
This is something we should discuss not on air.
I don't think
there's no point.
Well, what would you like to do?
I don't know. When... just do it.
Wait, you're getting all judgmental. I'm
just
asking a question.
Do it now. Do it now.
Yeah, I think I was going to do it now.
Well, go ahead and do
it
then.
I wanted to ask the group's input. That's all I was going for.
Tim laid back instantly. He didn't even enjoy it.
Tim's not engaging. You know, I'm a team player.
So what are your songs, Evan?
My two songs after Moving Out are going to be Jamaica Say You Will by Jackson Browne. The first Jackson Browne song I ever heard. It's a really pretty one. And the next song is a Beatles song, and it's from their most well-known album, and it's a song that is dedicated to my mother.
That's adorable.
It's one of our favorite Beatles songs, and it's called When I'm 64. That'll be playing after Moving Out and Jamaica Say You Will.
comfort and a mercy through. Hiding from this world together. Next thing I knew, they had brought her things down to the bay. What could I do?
It is my song, which
we got
is
confused, yeah.
Which one?
Come and Get Your Love.
Oh,
by
Come and Get Your
Red
Love
Bone.
By Redbone. Because I was listening to Spotify today, the 70s just playlist, to add songs to my playlist. And both Come and Get Your Love by Redbone and Hooked on a Feeling by the band that I cannot say.
Great song.
They were both in Guardians of the Galaxy, weren't
they? Did we listen to both 70s and 80s on, what was it, Saturday or Friday?
We listened to 70s Friday. And half the 80s.
That was
Friday
night?
Yeah, it was on my laptop, right?
Yep.
That was Friday?
Yeah.
What did we do Saturday?
I don't remember.
It may have been Saturday. Who knows?
I don't remember.
But what he is referring to is us three sat on Tim's bed with Tim's, someone's laptop.
My laptop.
Your laptop. Yeah, there were ads. Tim's laptop, listening to the Spotify 70s playlist and just like reminiscing, I guess.
It was
the
nice.
80s, wasn't it?
You're right, you did 70s alone. It was the 80s and like half of the 90s playlist.
No,
it was
the
90s. There was some Nirvana in the 90s. Playlist, I remember. Yeah, you added Nirvana to your playlist.
It was
in the playlist already,
Tim,
though. 80s was what
Tim,
we
it was
to.
Tim, it was the 80s and like a quarter of the 90s.
No, it was no. Yet. It was a quarter of the 70s. I remember we got into the 70s.
It was probably
right?
70s and 80s. 80s
and 70s. There were no 90s. Yet. I remember there
were. Well, I guess that's something to do this weekend.
I will do that this weekend with you guys.
Perfect.
Friday?
Who's the guys?
Oh, Evan's not here Friday.
You guy.
Me and you, Evan. Martin.
Oh.
I'm Katie. Sorry.
I'm crushed.
No, Katie's here Saturday, not
When did she get here Saturday?
Why don't we do it on Saturday, then?
I don't know yet.
Gotta figure that out.
Why don't we do it on Saturday, then?
She'll be here Sunday, too, though. What? Saturday and Sunday.
So. Saturday night.
How long Sunday?
Not sure.
Regardless.
Marty, you're gonna have a lonely weekend.
Oh, thanks, Evan.
I'll be with you.
Evan, I wish you had told your mom yes.
Yeah, I don't know what I don't know. I just I
because I would have loved to go see Mean Girls, but with your mother and sister.
Well, first thing, I didn't think you'd want to see it at first, and also two, I feel bad trying to like Why? if you were home with me, I would feel like I need to divvy up my time.
No.
You and the person that's coming over.
No.
I'd feel bad.
I just want to meet your family and visit your house because it sounds like you have a very nice house.
We have a nice house.
I'm a fan of houses. Especially if it's stone.
We're in the middle of nowhere.
It's not stone.
It's a very... There's stone in there.
There's stone. Ooh.
There's some stone.
Just went high on my list the of addition, good houses yeah. then.
The original house was stucco, done by my uncles. Ooh. And the addition is... There's a stone part to it, but then the rest of it's like some sort of... I don't even know exactly what it is. So game plan for the next... we have two more songs, and then that's it. Marty's gonna play.
We do.
Marty's gonna play "Come and Get Your Love" by Redbone.
Should we say that now?
Yeah. Are we gonna all right, sign
so
off?
So this will be our last break.
All right.
So you've been listening to The Common Room on WJOH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio here in Eastern Pennsylvania. It's a real mouthful to say.
It is, but it is required.
It is required. And so up next is. Oh, my knee. Sorry. My knee just popped really painfully. up next is Come and Get Your Love by Redbone. And then...
The final song, I will remain nameless just because it's the last song. I like it to be a little mystery here. But it's a long one. And it's a great one. It is a really great one. Brings me back to freshman year when I was given this CD. It was one of the first CDs in my car, and I listened to it plenty of times, and I'm about to give it away.
And unfortunately, next Wednesday, you will not be able to listen to our show because it's Thanksgiving break.
It is.
So if you want to hear our amazing voices again, please listen in 2 Wednesdays' time from 10 to 11.
Yep, that's our time. And it seems like Tim has fallen asleep.
Tim's time has come for the night.
Anyway, I hope everyone has a good night, a good safe night. Sleep well, right?
Yep, sleep tight.
Sleep tight. I've never been a fan of saying, don't let the bed bugs bite.
Is it because you couldn't say it?
Maybe, I don't know. But anyway, hope everyone gets a good night. The next song, I don't know, maybe I know it, maybe I don't. Come and Get Your Love by Redbone, maybe
you
I do.
Oh, you do.
Definitely, I don't know the name, but maybe I know the
Come
song.
Come and Get Your Love.
Oh, that song. That song. Okay, I know that song.
I think.
Yeah, catchy, happy, uplifting.
Catchy, happy.
Good. All right.
Great way to end the night.
And
thanks
then we're
for listening,
it.
And here it is.